First, let's do this.
It's stupid-ish.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Hang on, Stoner movie review coming up in just a moment, but let's take a listen to a couple of the new ones this weekend. Hail Caesar, a new Coen Brothers comedy. I love everything these guys do, basically.
Always fun. Yeah.
Josh Brolin as a Hollywood fixer in the 50s. George Clooney as his studio's biggest star, who's just been kidnapped.
Mr. Mannix.
What's up?
The director can't find Baird Whitlock.
Somebody slipped it under my door.
We have your movie star. Gather $100,000 and await instructions. Who are we? The future.
Channing Tatum is in it as a sailor dancing on tables. Ralph Fiennes. Tilda Swinton.
Rafe Fiennes.
Yeah, sorry.
Rafe.
I ugly Americaned his name up.
It's okay.
What do the critics think about Hail Caesar?
The critics are hailing Hail Caesar for the most part, saying that Josh Brolin, George Clooney, Scarlett Johansson shine in this Coen Brothers celebration of old Hollywood. It has a 7.6 on IMDb, 83% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Pretty good reviews.
That's good. Yeah.
And your standard horror movie opening up? Not quite standard. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Yeah, it's a zombie version of the classic Jane Austen novel.
This can't be.
Hunting for human flesh. Now, the few of us that are left have only one way to survive. We must bring the fight to them.
I wanna get your water.
And there's a bunch of girls in, like, hot girls in Victorian age dresses with swords and cutting off people's heads and stuff. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, Tywin Lannister is in this, and so is Cersei. What do the critics think?
Well, this doesn't have as good a review. 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, 5 out of 10 on IMDb. They're saying that it manages to wring a few fun moments out of the premise of visiting Jane Austen, revisiting Jane Austen with zombies, but that it kind of misses the mark. And not as good as the novel by the same name, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
Our stoner has been charged with the task of reviewing all of the Oscar-nominated movies. For the first one, he thought he was reviewing the Grammys.
But he gave Leo DiCaprio a Grammy.
That's right.
He did.
By the power vested.
He's mentally pulled himself together slightly to say Oscars properly, and now he's doing The Big Short, and this is the movie about the mortgage and housing crisis with a lot of big stars in it, including Steve Carell. And here's what he thought about it.
Just went and saw the Steve Carell flick with Brad Pitt and Ryan Gosling, The Big Short, about like housing development market shares in the early like 2000s and whatnot and house stuff.
2000s.
But anyways, this flick, it's pretty good for what it's about. Like, I was really surprised yet again with one of these movies that I can see why it's nominated for an Oscar, and these guys—they really made this show interesting, and like how like the housing market was like booming, and how they used it to their advantage. And I gotta lie, some of it was really scummy work on how they did it, and whatnot, just preying on people. This is why I prefer to rent than buy houses, and this is why I don't trust people, big institutions, with my money, man, because they're just a whole bunch of crap. Better just keep your money tucked away in your own home inside a mattress or in a safe locked away underneath the floorboards before they just go and take your money, man, because that's what they do. But anyways, this movie, it was funny. I enjoyed it. It was a pretty quiet theater. No one really was really bothering me. I had to dip out towards the very, very end, like right before the flick ended, because I had to go home and take care of my kid. Apparently, he was sick. He's doing better now, though.
That's good.
But this flick, The Big Short, give it a chance. It's definitely worth the time. A couple of joints and dab hit right there.
So you got a review and you got some sage financial advice in there as well.
Exactly.
I've actually been hesitant about seeing this because I bought a condo like right before the housing crisis hit, and I've been very, very bitter.
Jeez.
You
don't want to know what they've been doing to you.
My mortgage has been a financial guillotine hanging over my head.
That makes sense.
But that's a totally different story. But I think that I am.
So you were a victim of the bubble.
Total victim.
Oh, that sucks.
I wasn't the only
one.
Yeah.